Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:46, 14 before 9, Thursday, August 6th. I'm Tommy Tucker, and we're talking to, talk about a baptism of fire, Cade Brumley, Louisiana Superintendent of Education. Although You had gone through the tempering process last year with Jefferson Parish Schools, so I guess it's nothing new to you. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Did you have to go into this school year? Does every school district have to go into this school year with the plan of there are going to be outbreaks, there are going to be positive tests, so the plan has to include how we deal with them?
That's right, and that's what we've spent the last few months working on. I mean, we have, unfortunately, we have COVID in our communities, and, our schools are a reflection of our communities, and we expect that at times we're going to have COVID in our schools, unfortunately, and that's why we've set forward protocols on how to deal with that, how to address that, and how to move beyond that to keep our kids and our employees safe. Like we've talked before, Tommy, we worked for some time with some of the best experts on this virus in the nation, and we put out protocols that are on par or better than anything in this country, working with people at Ochsner and Children's Hospital and Tulane Medical Center to make sure we have good guidance in the hands of our school systems.
Of course, it varies from district to district. I'm not familiar with Brown University's Annenberg Institute for School Reform, but the Washington Post had a story that quoted them as saying U.S. public school students are going to go into this new school year having learned less than half of the math and just under 70% of the language art skills that they would have acquired had the schools remained open last spring. I got a kid that is going into student teaching, or I guess is starting that this year, and she's going to a meeting about incoming fourth graders that have not yet learned fractions. Are you starting off in a hole to begin with? Not that any of this is your fault, but just in terms of challenges as it relates to teaching kids.
Well, I think we have to look at the reality of this. You know, every summer we have learning loss when our students are away from us for essentially 2 months. And so what you have in this situation is you have an elongated summer. And so it's only natural that I would assume, and some research, early research studies are pointing to this, that learning loss is going to be more significant. I think that whenever our kids start school, whether that's through virtual or a hybrid model, depending on the local community, we have to have some quick diagnostics of those students. We're asking systems to do that so we can understand where they are in terms of literacy and mathematics at a minimum. And that's going to be important, not just so teachers can know where those kids are to move them forward, but it will be important for us at the state level to make important policy decisions or resource allocation decisions.
Somebody texted in about kids and their, again, there's some conflation, I think, between the president and what he said yesterday in terms of, catching the disease and the symptoms involved or carrying it or spreading it to somebody else. I guess, what is the main concern here? Is it about keeping the students healthy? Is it a major concern about the students having the virus, or would most of them be asymptomatic? And is it about them taking it home to other people or the teachers involved?
Well, I think it's a little of all of that, Tommy, but what we also recognize is that you know, we have about 800,000 kids in Louisiana, and they need an education somehow. We know that when kids are away from school, you have, in a situation like this, you're more likely to have social isolation. You're more likely to have depression. There's also a number of other negative factors as a result of students not being in school. But we also know that local communities have to make decisions on that mode of education based on their community context. And that's why you see, you know, for instance, in Orleans, they've decided to go back fully virtual. But in Jefferson, you know, they have a very measured plan there that is a soft rollout of students and employees back onto their campus in a hybrid model. So local decision making will absolutely matter.
All right, we'll take a break, pick it up here when we come back. I want to talk about establishing a baseline on who knows what, and then how do you educate a classroom full of kids virtually, hybrid, however it happens to be, when everybody's not on the same level. And I guess that happens to some extent anyway, but it would seem to be especially exacerbated by what happened with schools being shut down unexpectedly, and I guess it was March. We're talking to Cade Brumley, Louisiana Superintendent of Education, about reopening of schools. Kids got to be in school. I don't think anybody will disagree with that. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now on WWL. It is 8:55 and a half. Tommy Tucker talking to Cade Brumley, Louisiana Superintendent of Education, about the reopening of schools. So in terms of protocols for testing, for what happens if X amount of students, X amount of teachers, et cetera, get sick or test positive, are these guidelines coming from the Department of Education and going out to local districts, or is each district or school board free to determine their own way of dealing with it, Cade? How does that work?
We, at the Department of Education, we made recommendations to our state board on minimum health requirements and safety requirements that every system would have to meet in order to reopen. Systems have taken those. They can certainly be more aggressive. They just can't be less aggressive with those safety standards, and they've done those things. Specific to your question, however, we have worked alongside the Department of Health to create really a few different documents and to hand to our school systems. One of those being just a listing of what we anticipate to be some of the most common situations that arise and how they might deal with those. It's basically a listing of, if this happens, then you do this. In their hands.
Cade, I hate to interrupt, but can you run us through, in the time we have remaining, some of those common situations that I guess you're kind of forecasting or anticipating happening?
Yeah, I mean, first it's important to recognize that each situation could be different. But some of the advice that we have provided with the Department of Health would be, for instance, if a kid in a classroom is symptomatic or tests positive for COVID, then you do this. If the spouse of a teacher were to test positive, then this happens. So there's just a whole host of, if this happens, then you do these things. And schools have that in their hands, and that's what they will be operating from.
Under what conditions would the Department of Education advocate a school be shut down?
Well, those are situations that local school leaders would be working with their office of public health, regional office, like for in your instance, Dr. Joe Cantor. So, school systems there would work with Dr. Cantor, and they would make those decisions based on what degree of COVID is present in a school.
One other thing, real quick, before we go, in terms of the PPE, the personal protective equipment, testing equipment, and so forth. Is all of that available? Does the state provide that to the districts or the schools? How do the schools get what they need?
Well, first, I'll share that we have pushed out about $316 million to our school systems through federal CARES Act dollars for a number of reasons, and for the most part, that those funds have been used for technology, whether that's laptops, Chromebooks, or connectivity. But at the same time, some of that has been used for PPE. We also have worked with the Governor's Office of Homeland Security to secure about 1 million masks for students and employees throughout the system, as well as digital thermometers and additional face coverings for schools. So we think that they're in good shape. But look, this will be a year like any other, and we have to show each other grace and patience and be nimble, and we're going to all have to make adjustments as needed.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Cade. We'll talk to you again. Cade Rumley, Louisiana Superintendent of Education. When we
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.